He said the reason why he...
No, they seem to know everything. They know Shakespeare, the Bible, they know TV sitcoms. They're really all around, you know?
Mm.
They know world affairs, they know history.
The Filipino.
Alexandria, yeah. You've got really, really brilliant columnists, and they stimulate you and they make you feel happy somehow, you know?
Well, that makes us very proud, we Filipinos, you know, coming from you, Bobby.
And I wish, if somebody knows where I can get your major papers in Tokyo, I would like to know, because I've been looking around.
In Tokyo? You're looking around?
Yeah, I go to some of the bars, I ask some of the people, you know, the girls there.
Filipino girls?
Yeah, I see them around the bar street.
Right.
So, you know, where can I get to?
They don't know?
Well, I think you can get some of the tabloids, but I want to get the bigger papers, like the broadsheets. Yeah. The Star, the Inquirer, the Bulletin, you know. I'm not endorsing these papers. They're full of lies, too. But I love their columnists in spite of everything, you know?
Right.
And, but I wish somebody would tell me there must be a place in Tokyo where you can get them.
Well, did you check with the embassy?
Yeah, check with the embassy. There's no place. But I still don't believe it. I can't believe it. With so many Filipinos in Tokyo, tens of thousands, no?
Yeah, maybe if anyone would know now, maybe they're listening, they can phone in.
Tell me where to go, even if they're old, even if they're a couple of weeks old.
Right. That's nice to hear from you, Bobby. That only shows your cravings for...
Well, I think they're a little like me, these writers. They're very kind of broad-minded, interested in everything, you know? Interested in the big picture.
Right.
Except, as I said, they don't hit the Jews. Either out of ignorance or cowardice, I don't know, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an article. This is from the Philippine Daily Inquirer, Sunday, August 20th, 2000. And this is by Father Jerry M. Orbus, SVD.
Mm.
And it's called, the headline is A God's Offer of Life and Love. And this guy is a very, very good writer, very loving man.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what he says here. Masyadong.
Masyadong, masyadong.
Masyadong. Too much. Yuck. This precisely was the reaction of the Jews to Jesus' bread of life discourse, John 6:51-58. Why on earth would someone insist that his flesh be eaten and his blood be drunk, even to the point of being rejected? Why? Because Jesus wanted to give life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. And Jesus wanted to give love. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Life and love. This was Jesus' offer to the Jews. Today, the offer still remains. Any takers?
I'm afraid there are almost no takers, Father Orbus. Yeah. that's very nice, eh?
Yeah.
See, I was very fascinated last night. You were telling me about the movie. This is about the Truman Show.
Yeah. Did you see that movie, Eugene?
No. But,
that note, the Truman Show?
Not old. Right, what's...
I thought this was an excellent movie. This was with Jim Carrey. He's a funny man, a comedian, but... This movie hardly made any faces. He was more or less straight.
Hmm.
In the norm, and the movie is about a man who, he doesn't know it, but he's actually on set. And he's being filmed and videoed, and he's on TV 24 hours a day. And it's been like this since he was born.
Hmm.
And his whole life is basically a fraud, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
His mother is not his mother. His father died some years ago, but it's not his real father. And he didn't really die. It was a fake accident. Even his wife is an actress too.
Oh.
Everything in the movie is fake. I mean, everything in his life is fake. Even when he goes to a bar and he drinks, it's all just actors.
Right.
So, and then even his best friend So this Truman, he starts getting suspicious. He says, yeah, something's fishy about it. Because every time he tries to leave the town where he's born, a storm happens or some trees fall down, and he can't leave. He's never left. He's like 30, but he's never left the town where he's born. He starts getting suspicious that this is not a real life he's living. He's on set, or everybody is just an actor around him.
Yeah.
And even the one time you see the director hidden away in his secret abode say, I don't like Truman's wife anymore. I think it's getting boring. Let's bring in a new woman into his life. And then you see Truman at the office a few days later, and a pretty girl smiles and says, hello. See, that's going to be his new wife, his new girlfriend. He doesn't even know it. She's just an actress, too. Everybody is an actor.
Yeah.
Even his best friend. And he starts telling his best friend, I think I'm on set here. I think I'm being watched. I think my life is a fraud. Everyone around me is a spy, a phony. And it's listen, you know, Truman, I know how it is when you reach a certain age in life.
Yeah.
You start getting suspicious. You start getting paranoid when you feel life is passing you by. This happens to me, too. It happened to me.
Mm.
You need to relax. Mm. And this guy, too, was a spy while he was working for the movie. So the point is, everybody in this guy's life was an agent of this movie company. He was actually an orphan, see?
All right.
And he was bought by this company when he was a baby. But I feel some of my life is like that, too. Almost everybody who has been around me turned out to be a secret agent, working for the Jews, working for the CIA.
You have that feeling, Bobby, that people around you, I mean, most of them, well, I'm not there, but...
Are you sure? No, I know you're not.
Yeah.
But really, this is the story of my life, this Truman Show.
Oh,
the Jews have planted so many of these Jew agents and CIA rats all around me. So many people.
In the few years that I was with you also, I was a witness. Yeah. I experienced it, you know. I saw this, yeah.
Girlfriends, lawyers, everybody almost turned out to be working for the CIA and the Jews.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, but true.
Maybe your hot stuff. Your... going back to chess, it reminded me of, Ed Turner, I don't know if you want to comment or this.
I don't care for the old chess very much anymore. Like, you know, you've heard me say that, right?
Right, right.
I don't think much, I think it's dead.
Right.
Ed Turner was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
He had two comments about chess that were right on the money, and he repeated them endlessly.
Mm.
One was, you're confusing two variations in the openings. And he would always say, when you make a mistake, you're confusing two different opening lines.
Right.
Which is true. That's how people mess up in the openings, right?
Right, right.
And the other comment is, chess is mental masturbation, which is also true. And he repeated those two endlessly. He was Jewish, but he was a nice guy. He was murdered.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Che, you were mentioning earlier about lies, yeah?
Yeah.
Many lies written about you.
Oh,
but
endless
the
lies.
Other thing, the other side is that I didn't know, I have not, there are many things I have not read or not written about you, which is supposed to be written, you know?
Yeah.
You know, one thing when you told me last night, I could not believe it. Is it true? You beat Arthur Bisguat 13 times in a row?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Really?
And this is not,
I know,
not in any of these record books. You're not going to find this in any of these British books on, you know, interesting chess facts. And or, I think there's even a Guinness Book of Chess Facts, right? You're not going to find this in any of these books.
Mm.
I beat Arthur Bisguat, a grandmaster, 13
right.
games in a row.
Wow.
Oh. Nobody else has ever even come close to that record,
right,
as far as I know. And if they have come close or broken it, it was prearranged.
Right, right, right.
Nobody has come even remotely close to that record with real games.
Oh, yeah.
The first game I played him, I lost. Second game I played him was a draw.
And then
13 in a row, starting in 1957. The last time I played him was around 1970. Beat him 13, and I didn't even know. Somebody came up to me and said, Bobby, you know how many times you've beaten this guy? know?
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I said,
I don't know, 6 or 7?
He says, no, 13. I didn't know. And it was good that I didn't know, because if I knew, I probably would have been self-conscious. And I wouldn't have been able to keep up the streak, you know?
Right. So, Bobby, you have other comments or other things that you would want to say somehow?
Well, I just want to show again, the U.S. is in the forefront of everything evil. I was talking about genetic engineering,
Their
power plants, and nuclear weapons.
Right.
And now, here's a news story, U.S. surgeon, this is from the Philippine Star, World News, the World News section, July 5, 2001. U.S. surgeon implants first ever self-contained artificial heart.
Yeah, you don't like that.
No, it's a murder. This is murder. The kind of life you're going to have with plastic and metal in your chest.
Right.
And it's very interesting, which hospital did it? This was Louisville, Kentucky, at the Jewish hospital there.
Yeah.
You know? And it says here, in the longer term, the company, it's a private company, right? Hopes its battery-powered pump, which costs $75,000, will function for up to 5 years and provide replacement tickets for 100,000 Americans every year. Now, those 100,000 Americans who are going to have this operation eventually, if the Jews have their way, they'd be better off dead. That is no life. I don't understand what happens when you have a heart attack. You won't feel anything, right? You have no heart. It's just too monstrous for words, what the Jews are doing, what the United States is doing.
Yeah.
Just too monstrous for words.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one, since you tackled that little particular issue.
Yeah.
In the Philippine Star, you wanted to touch on the Orange, Agent Orange.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
This is an interesting article just the other day.
Yeah, and that's about what?
The U.S., there's a real admission about the U.S., which I find just unbelievable.
What? Okay, but you can...
Well, the guy just admitted that the U.S. doesn't want to... They're talking about this is in Vietnam, right? And they don't want to... The U.S. doesn't want to investigate how many people in Vietnam are sick and dying from the results of Agent Orange, because they don't have to pay money. They're obligated to pay money. So they don't want to know. It's just... right? They admit that. The reason they don't want to know is because they have to pay money.
What is this Agent Orange?
Agent Orange was a chemical the U.S. used in Vietnam to defoliate the forest so that the Viet Cong couldn't hide under the cover of the forest. And I think if the U.S., let's say, was running the Philippines, you know how they take care of the Abu Sayyaf?
How?
Or just defoliate all of Mindanao. They would.
And Abu Sayyaf will be exposed.
Yeah, that would solve the problem. But the environment would be destroyed.
The problem is the environment.
Yeah, animals, the people would be poisoned. But that's the way the U.S. solves problems. Totally practical, no heart, no soul, no conscience.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, Bobby, we are running out of time.
Okay.
Maybe your last, comment or suggestion. Because, here in the Philippines, we have many problems. What do you think is, if you are the one handling, what would be your solution to this problem?
My solution is to break diplomatic relations with the U.S. and Israel.
Yeah.
Close down the embassy. Clear all those American CIA rats out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the U.S. embassy is. It's just a nest of CIA agents there, right? That's all it is.
Mm.
Clear the Jews out, clear the Americans out, right? Cancel your national debt. All of this money you owe to the international bankers.
Cannot be. We signed there.
Well, just read here, the United States has an avian missile treaty agreement with Russia. It says that they're going to break it. No longer in their interest to keep it.
Yeah? That could be.
Powell said they're going to break it. It had this, with the Star Wars missile shield, right?
Right.
So, you are not out. Look, suppose you agree Suppose I say, I give you $100. I say, okay. But in a week from now, you have to jump out of a window. That's my condition.
Okay.
Right? You take $100. You're going to jump out of the window? No. How can you keep paying this debt? Your people are starving, practically. The crime, your infrastructure is crumbling, right?
All right.
You're not obligated to destroy yourself to keep your word, to destroy the whole country. So you cancel the national debt. You break your diplomatic relations with the United States and Israel. You strengthen your ties with other Asian countries, North Korea and China, and other countries, you know. In Asia, you're in Asia. The United States has no business here anymore. You just kick the United States influence out 100%. Also, you should nationalize all American companies here.
Mm.
Remember, so if you cancel your national debt, right? This international, that's about what, $50 billion, $53 billion, right? You know what they say, a penny saved is a penny earned. Yeah? You're $53 billion richer.
All right.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby, nice work, but we are running short of time, so, okay, nothing else, no, just thank you.
It's been a pleasure, I want to thank Sports Radio for giving me this opportunity.
Okay.
Nobody else wants me, only here in the Philippines. Really love controversy, you love freedom of speech, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How about notes, parting word?
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks for the sports radio for this opportunity. And of course, you know, like Corina Sanchez, he would say, we give this side opportunity anytime.
I will also. Corina,
huh? Okay, yeah. She's pretty, yeah.
We saw her overeating at the Shangri-La the other night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If the other side, you know, the U.S. would like to also give their side.
Everything I think nobody ever answers back.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They hire some people, maybe, to answer on their behalf. But the people I accuse never ever say a word.
Until now, no?
No, no.
Okay, so, okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is Eugene Torre. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tag along with Cecil, Judith, and Michelle every Wednesday from 8 until 9 a.m. in Going Places. Find out where you could rest, relax, and rejuvenate. Get to know the Philippines in Going Places. Only here on your one and only sports connection, DCSR, Sports Radio 918. On AM is DZSR, Sports Radio 918.